barbecue here or at your house.
We're going to have you guys over as soon as the basement's done, which at this point might be like September 1st.
November 2020.
I think he's had that house for like 3 years. I've been to it once.
I've been to it a couple times.
I've only been there once. I think I walked inside.
I helped fix the siding on it.
That's right. I was there one time for a barbecue.
I've never been there for a barbecue. I helped move him in, and I had pizza and beer.
Oh, that counts.
Yeah.
I could help Donnelly move here soon. I think maybe next weekend.
Fine.
Sounds like a good time. Are we ready?
Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Hey, we are back. We've got a couple things of note. First let me introduce everybody. To my left, as always, the flop. Straight ahead from me would be the bender. And one of the major announcements that I want to do is we've called off the search for the badger. We found him.
Yay!
He's back.
Hey.
The other announcement is that he also has
a growth on him.
He has a little badger baby with him, a little teddy bear, who may or may commentate on the episode. We don't know yet. But badger, hey, bud.
What's up, party people? Long time no see. The Blues have ruined my life. They've taken over for the last 6 weeks. Many highs, some lows, including last night.
We'll start right there.
So what's going to be funny is in a few days when they finish out and do good, you're going to be like, they have made my life so great.
Yeah. Well, we'll start right there. I just want to know from perspective of a fan who's wanted nothing more his whole life to go to a Stanley Cup game. How was your first Stanley Cup game?
Glad I didn't pay $1,000 for it.
Yeah. Because they certainly got a 10 grand ass whooping.
They did. It was interesting. For starters, it was cool to see so many people downtown.
Yeah.
The festival, Kelly and I walked around, Kelly, my wife, and saw the beautiful, beautiful, fat Jefferson County sweat hogs in their Gloria shirts walking around and being obnoxious. So that was fun.
Was that just in general, or was there something for them to be down there for?
There was, like, Patrico was playing on, like, a big stage, doing some DJ stuff.
Oh, you mean all the Riz Show folks?
It was a blues festival.
It just means downtown being packed because of the... Yeah.
Patrico's also the hype man for the blues.
I know.
They closed off Soldiers Memorial and had metal detectors to go in and out. But, I mean, it was totally half-assed. There was, like, two food trucks, maybe three, and I saw five beer vendors with lines probably 50 to 75 people deep.
Not even worth it.
So we walked around, was like, this is cool, and then walked out.
I don't know, half-assed. I mean, St. Louis has certainly had big events with the World Series and even the, you know, playoff football and everything in the past. I don't even think it'd be an underestimating it. They just didn't expect to have to plan anything.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
And they may not have expected as many people. They probably had 100,000 people down there, I think I heard the estimates for. So
really?
It was crowded.
Yeah, they were. How many of them? You were inside, obviously, when the storm hit. But I wonder how quick everybody cleared out of there once that storm went down.
I think they canceled the parade. They're going to be canceling the parade after last night.
That'll be in like a month.
They canceled the presentation, I think, like 30 minutes before it was supposed to for the game. You just saw people get inside.
We got a message from the old Two Guys No Cup podcast and through our Twitter asking a serious question, how hard is it to change your name? And we're like, you may have to change your name. And then now it's all doom and gloom.
Well, have you been listening to their show, they've definitely been riding on the emotional roller coaster that has been this season. They've been recording an episode after every playoff game, and when they win, it's pure jubilation, and when they lose, the train has come off the tracks. So I'm not worried yet.
It's the third game, come back. The only thing that's worrisome is how bad that score was.
The Bruins really...
And Bennington got ran for his first time.
He did, and...
Their power play was strong last night.
And he looked like he'd gotten hit by a bus.
He did.
Like, he's sitting there like his mom was murdered in front of him.
It was a Bruin bus.
Well, they scored on all four power plays, and Missy alluded to. And when one of your best penalty killers, Oscar Sundquist, is out from his... dirty hit, if you want to call that. Which
lopsided call.
Yeah,
I don't think that the suspension is bad if you separate yourself, because same thing in NFL. Yes, when the player changes levels, it's hard, but the rules are there for protection. I think it's a bad call because it's not the first time it's happened in the series.
Yeah,
and he's the only guy to get suspended.
I'm really bad with the guys' names, but the guy in the first game where he skated across and just leveled our guy.
That was a clean hit, though.
Yeah, but it was not really all that necessary.
And he got up from getting destroyed on one end to do that. I mean, that's how you get your team pumped. But there was almost an identical play to which the Bruins smashed a guy's head into the board. And, I mean, when you look at them side by side, they're identical.
They're identical. And
he didn't even get a penalty.
Yeah, because our guy probably defended himself.
I can't remember the Bruins player's name, so I apologize for that. Yeah. But he would probably be out for the rest of the series. If he had gotten back on the shift 3 minutes later, Sundquist wouldn't have been suspended. It's the fact that he got the concussion is the reason he's out.
He's probably he's faking that concussion. Well, no, I'm just kidding.
Jeez. Even the NBC announcers, who have been pretty lopsided this whole series, said his first job is to defend himself. He went to make a play on the puck and left himself open for that hit. Like, yeah, you know the hit's coming. You have to defend yourself.
Yeah, that's true, too. But in the world of concussions...
Yeah, I know.
And it's also easier said than done saying defend yourself at all time when your entire life you're taught to get that puck out of there and you're in the Stanley Cup Finals.
He was making a weird angle, though. Like, you know that's going to fuck you over.
It's crazy to me how much hockey has changed since we were kids. Like, if you
the days when Lindros was getting elbows to the head.
Right. Yes. I think I tweeted that sometime here in this playoff series. Scott Stevens' top 10 greatest hits.
Yeah, you did.
I mean, that is all those hits are
illegal
completely
now,
illegal now.
Yeah. Same with football.
I was going to say football's the exact same way.
We in soccer, in kids soccer, even if it's not a hard kick, if a ball hits a kid's head, they have to stop the game to check the kid out.
Wow.
Just to see, make sure.
Yeah, it's good safety.
Yeah, they stopped a kid at Jeremiah's game last night.
Let's stay on sports for just a couple more minutes, and then let's get off that and go to our normal riffraff, because you, in fact, are wearing your Liverpool shirt right now.
I don't want to talk about this. Wow.
And even though Bender...
Did you watch that game?
I didn't get to watch it. I was running.
I was so excited. I was talking about it for 2 or 3 days and missing. I'm going to watch the Champions League final. And then I fell asleep in the second half because it was such a boring game.
It was boring. And I'll speak for Liverpool, and John will probably say the same about Spurs. But both teams, incredible games to get to where they were for the Champions League final. You're expecting something exciting.
Yeah.
That was a complete snooze fest.
And the absolute right call, by the way, for the penalty kick.
Yeah.
But, I mean, people were like, oh, controversial call. No, I mean, it hit him twice illegally.
Wow.
It hit him right at the elbow and then on the hand on the second, on the rebound, or, you know, on moving it. So, right call, buried it by Salah. That's what he does.
Mm-hmm.
But literally nothing even of note after that.
One thing I did see a lot on Twitter from English journalists and some European soccer journalists was apparently it was extremely hot in Madrid, and they think the players just
abnormally hot.
So that'll be exciting when the World Cup's in Qatar here in 3 years.
Don't they have to play the games at like 8 o'clock at night? They had to change the time that they were going to play them.
Aren't they playing in November and December too?
Oh, that was it. It was the date, because it was when they normally played. It'd be 110 degrees on average there.
That happens in the United States. Look at tennis and all of the tennis tournaments. They're not in the hottest times for those other countries, except the U.S. Open is blazingly hot here in the United States.
So let's see if we can kill
somebody. Weekend? Is that what it is?
What's that?
It's September, right?
Is yeah.
But September has been so hot now, thanks to damn Republicans and our global warming. Am I right, John?
Yeah, you are.
But who knows what it's going to be like this year? I mean, shit.
But it'll still be hot.
It's still April showers in June.
But, you know, still, though, congratulations to a team that probably didn't get screwed, but definitely on a technicality lost the Premier League to come back and get the championship.
Well, it was a good fight.
Yeah, I can't say enough about how much I love Jurgen Klopp. I mean, what a goofball. Coming out there, I tweeted the video and copied in the our Twitter handle. But
he's drunk. He's drunk right now.
Yeah.
How about six, baby? Only the German Liverpool manager could compare the Liverpool Champions League to, what was that, salt and pepper?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was talk about sex.
I just thought you were talking about the I'm Too Sexy song. That's immediately where I went with that.
His pre-game press conference was great. How he was ripping Man City and everybody was asking him about that. And, you know, the Man City coach, because the Man City coach came out and said, I'm sure that deep down inside, he's, even though he will like a Champions Trophy, he's regretting not having the Premier Trophy because it's just a little bit elevated. And Klopp said, well, he's allowed to say that. He's never made a Champions League. So good job for the Spurs, or for Liverpool. And nice try,
Spurs. Tough
for Kane to come back and then...
He didn't look quite right.
He did not. So all that's out of the way. Let's jump right into the episode. I brought a handful of things to talk about. I'm sure you guys brought a little bit to talk about.
I brought a little person.
You brought a little person to talk about.
you really overestimate our readiness.
I didn't bring anything like pop culture related. I just brought some good observations of the week.
Did you write down the story that you never told me the ending?
Yeah, so I'll start with this. I was on my way back from work last week, for a few days ago.
Okay.
And I was on my way back from Herron, Illinois. Not a drive I suggest anyone to ever make.
I didn't even know that place existed.
Yeah, where is that?
near Murfreesboro.
The fans in advance in Murfreesboro, Illinois.
So 2 hours and 20-minute drive, and I got over the bridge on 70, got into the Missouri side, and I got just past downtown, and I noticed a safety cone in the middle of the road. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's an odd spot for the safety cone. And then a little bit later, like not even a mile down the road, I saw another one. And they were standing upright, and I was like, man, I bet that's some punk kid just playing, you know, being an asshole.
On the highway?
Just, you never know. I mean, that was my first thought. And then a little bit further, I saw some smushed on the highway, and I was like, I'll be dead. I'm wondering if someone's lost a bunch of safety cones. I saw a safety cone from that spot, from basically
the city.
Yeah, the city, even a little late. Like, really started seeing them at Cool Valley, that area, until all the way up to probably First Capitol.
No
just
shit.
Just safety cones all around. And I was like,
just like one at a time?
Yeah, well, every once in a while there'd be a double.
Okay.
But some of them were smushed, some were on the side of the road, some were like standing upright in the middle, and people like knock them out of the way. I was like, just weird. Yeah. So then I get to my exit here at Salt Lake, and I get up to the stoplight. Right in front of me is this big work vehicle with its toolbox open on the side. And I thought, what are the odds? That's got to be that guy. And this is one of those big, like, electric vehicles, like with the truck, like the oversized truck with the toolboxes that run the entire length.
Yeah.
And so he turns, and as he turns up in front of me, I go, I'll be damned, there's still one safety cone left. But then there was like cords hanging, and I was like, yeah, somebody should tell this guy he's lost his cone. So, and that's, I told Missy that part.
That's where the story stopped.
So we pull up to the stoplight. I finally catch him at the stoplight at Mexico, and I'm trying to roll his window down, and he's kind of off in his own world. So I kind of honk, and he looks at me, and I go, and I make the gesture to tell him that is, and he flips me off. Just flip me the bird. Like, I was being that, like, I wasn't rolling.
Trying to help a guy out. Yeah.
I just start laughing. I go, your toolbox is open. And he's like, oh,
you're a toolbox. Yeah. Yeah. Just
biggest your shit. Mom's a toolbox.
This is a good old country boy. You can tell. And I just laugh. So he gets in front of me, and I'm like, you know what? Screw this. I pull up next to him, I roll my window down, and go, you've lost all your cones. And he's like, he just starts ignoring me. So I honk at him, and he just birds and drives on by. And I just thought, fuck him. Serves him right.
Now he's fired.
Yeah.
I would love to see his reaction when he finally got parked, looked at it and goes, oh, God damn it.
I hope he felt like an asshole. Yeah. And I thought it was the funniest thing. And this is the second time. I don't know if you heard a couple episodes ago where when we were talking to Shane about Missy giving the guy crap in the parking lot that tried to give me crap. This is the second time someone has had an adverse reaction to something I've did. And a younger me would have been like, oh, yeah, well, F you too, buddy, and honked or laid on or messed with him. But I was dumbfounded. Like, and I get if someone's being a jerk to you at a stoplight. This guy had no clue what I was trying to say. He didn't want to give me a chance. He's just like, you know what? It's Thursday. I'm tired. Up yours, buddy.
Maybe you have herd. Maybe you have a concerned bitch face.
I guess. I just thought, man, for my trying to be a good Samaritan, trying to help a brother out, I get the bird. What a dick move on his part.
God.
I also, another thing I wanted to bring up, because I want you guys to help me out.
It must be a really weak week in pop culture for leading off with this anecdote.
Dude, that's hilarious. That's a hilarious great story, no matter what. This is a weak one, but this one's been bothering me since. So I was out there, and I was in rural America, in rural Illinois. And you travel enough, you start paying attention to things. You judge where you're at by markers that you see and stuff. Well, I always pay attention to the road signs.
Usually it's the sex shops on 70.
That'll do it too. The Lion's Den.
Yeah, Lion's Den. You know you're in rural America when it's Jesus signs followed by adult pleasure signs.
So I saw a billboard, and it was for a Comfort Inns and Suites. Comfort Inns and Suites. And it said, tired of counting cows, try counting sheep. And it had a picture of a comfortable bed.
That's pretty clever. B+.
Well, Why is that clever? What the fuck? Is it just is it because all these farmers?
Yeah, because all you're seeing is flat land.
That's the dumbest sign I've ever
heard. No, no, I like it.
That was pretty good.
I guess it makes more sense now that I said it out loud, but man, it had me vexed for a little while.
Maybe like, it's more clever from the three city folk. Like, we think it's clever, and you're
yeah, maybe you're like, we've always had cows. What are you talking about?
I've never counted cows in my life. I do remember as parents to young kids, we'd try to, when they were kind of acting up in car rides, we'd say, ooh, there's a cow. Look at the cows. Try to get Missy to do that with them. But,
ooh, baby cow, baby cow.
Yeah, but I was like tired of counting cows. I was trying to wrap my head around it. I go, I guess the farmers? I don't know. This is a dumb one.
It's like the flattest state. So
what is
No, Kansas is the flat. You've done that.
I've driven through Kansas. I mean,
flat state and no curvy roads.
No, it's just a straight line.
Oklahoma, not much better.
Never been that far.
Yeah.
Far west.
Yeah, you can thank your lucky stars on that one. That's an awful state to drive on. They don't fix the roads.
Really?
Yeah, they just like...
You know, Indy's not very good either. Not welcome to the traffic report, but...
Indianapolis is a cool town, though.
Yeah,
but their roads are shit.
Southern Indiana's pretty good. There's a lot of windy roads and...
No, but they're full of potholes and shit.
Damn it, can't do the next wheel lyric after that.
I was waiting
Desperate for... Highway.
Many times I've been in there. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. That was it.
Well, we also got a...
I should have let that joke let it be. Damn it. Damn it, you know what would have been better if I had that one?
I wish we could go back to yesterday before we heard these puns.
Yeah.
I wrote down one for Missy also. Missy told me a story earlier today, and I'm going to let her take it because it cracked me up.
Well, I want to know why it cracked you up. You tell the story. The way I tell it, it's just going to be ho-hum.
All right. So Missy was at the baseball or softball game. She was at the softball game. And Jessica, one of our volleyball teammates, said, Missy, you know who you remind me of?
And she said, don't take offense.
Right away, taking offense. No. She goes, don't take offense of this, but do you know who you remind me of? And Missy was like, okay, well, who? She goes, Michelle Obama.
Well, thank you, because I'm not offended by it.
For one, this girl we're talking about is a teacher and is a proud supporter of the Obamas.
Yeah.
But I guess she was more worried about, she didn't know how, you know, you never know with people. But,
but she should know me well enough to know that
you got all those tattoos. She's got to assume you're a liberal.
But then, she goes,
you know, Michelle's really classy. And I go, I am not classy, but thank you.
Atlanta, who's your riffraff is this lady?
I love my... She's not. They're pretty cool.
They're awesome.
Yeah.
Is it because you're tall and Michelle's tall?
She said we have some similar mannerisms. She saw her on Ellen the day before, and she goes, I was watching her, and I thought, well, she has the same mannerisms as Missy. And I was like, well, that's different. It's not my look. Okay. We don't have the same features.
Well, you're not a black woman.
Well, there's features.
I just thought it was like the height because she's a tall lady. Yeah,
your hair's different.
Yeah.
You know. Not that much different.
But she's got black lady hair.
No, she makes it into white lady hair. She makes it into white lady hair, don't you?
That's right. She did get a lot of crap for...
we're getting borderline here.
She got a lot of crap, though, from like all the right-wing conservatives would put out, like, this is what Michelle looked like before they were governor. And now look how her hair's more white-looking and all that
stuff.
Awful.
Because
they're terrible people.
People are the worst.
And much like my wife, I've said, look, if I'm going to marry you, I got to get you having white lady hair at some point.
I don't want no nappy-headed...
No, look, I love...
No more cornrows, obviously.
Obviously, I'm my wife's biggest fan. I married her, and I'm lumping myself into this, not insult, but this observation.
There is nothing about me.
Nobody's screaming class. We have a podcast where we talk about dick and fart jokes.
Again, the tattoos.
Yeah. I have tattoos. I have a crass mouth. And
tattoos are more accepted now.
They are socially acceptable, but like...
You have a tattoo now.
I do, but I'm not saying... That's not what I'm saying. I'm not a classy guy either.
You didn't know about Michelle Obama's tattoo that says exit only?
Don't start that rumor.
Yeah, that sounds liable.
Well, yeah, but because that's classy because you want people to know right out of the gate.
Yeah.
You're not a tease.
It's a no-go zone.
There you go.
Yeah.
Whereas... Ivanka, or what's Trump's wife's name? Melania. She's got one on her stomach that says "Enter in the rear."
Do it for money.
Yeah. Except it's probably in Espanol.
Yeah. Or Lithuanian. Isn't she Lithuanian? Yeah.
She would have plagiarized it from someone else's tattoo. So.
She just looks like a hostage victim at this point.
She does. A very
well-paid hostage.
Well, I was going to say,
her eyes, do they ever blink?
That's what I was going to say. A very collagen-injected hostage victim.
That's a lot of money to get her face to look that solid.
They're so pulled back looking.
You can say it. They look like Asian eyes.
No, they're not. Yeah, they're weird. I wouldn't even talk bad about Asians to talk about her.
I wonder if she can drive.
Can she vote?
No, I don't think so.
Foreign people can vote.
Yeah, but I don't think she's a U.S. citizen.
How can you not be a U.S. citizen and be married to the president? What a world.
I don't know if she is or not.
In the words of Isaac Smirnoff.
Are you a birther
right
now? What a country.
Right what no. Yakov Smirnoff.
Yeah, Yakov Smirnoff.
Isaac
John's
Smirnoff.
John's being a birther.
He sounds cooler.
He's being on the Trump side of the birther.
No. I just don't know if she's got like full U.S. citizenship.
Where's our research department? Look it up.
Yeah. I don't look that up because it might flag us in the CIA.
His kids couldn't vote for him because they forgot to register in New York. So...
They did that on purpose because they didn't want to vote
for him. They have top secret clearance, too. Yeah. I say what you want about your politics, but if you forget to vote, you shouldn't have top secret clearance.
Yeah, exactly.
Forget to vote.
That's step one.
Forget to register.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it wasn't out there for like a million times every day leading up
morning you wake up and you're like, I should probably do that. Go work on a campaign.
I mean, I get...
They were literally working on the campaign. That's like the best reminder.
I have been registered to vote since I was 18. And even this election, I got emails saying, this is the cutoff date to register to vote. And I'm like, dude, I am registered to vote.
Do you think that Major League Baseball players forget to vote in the All-Star balloting? Or do they, like, you know, if a guy misses it, like, if Yachty misses the starting lineup, he counts it. He's like, man, I was off by 5 votes. You motherfucker.
Who didn't vote for me?
Which one of you in here is from the same country as Contreras?
I don't know. That joke was kind of a swing and a miss.
Who doesn't vote for Melina? Is the backup, the guy that started it.
Matt Wieters?
Yeah. Wieters is like, it should be me, man.
I think he knows. I think Wieters is a good backup. I don't know what the final score is right now or where the score's at, but the Cubs, our Cardinals are on verge of sweeping the Cubs this weekend, which is
good.
Big.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, which is big.
Did they end up finishing the game last night?
Yes. Yeah. And like I think they said the game ended at 12:30 or something like that.
Wow. It's bottom of the eighth, and it's 2-0 Cardinals.
This score update brought by our statistician friend over here, Missy.
Yeah.
I'm not looking up the Melania Trump thing, though. Or whatever her name is.
Game break was brought to you by another beer. Could you grab me one, Missy?
Were we going
to
do that Liz Sherman thing?
She said no. Yeah, I would like to try the Liz Sherman. Grab the Liz Sherman, Melissa Jane.
And just a regular beer.
Yeah, for me, both of those. And then here in a second,
what are we talking about? What's the list?
All the way down at the bottom, it'd be the next Hellboy beer. I've been waiting for a while for us to check into it.
Yeah, we all haven't been together.
Wow.
That is it right there.
Yeah, I totally misread the tweet. Thought the newest one was coming out this weekend. And turns out I don't read all that well.
That's definitely a your bad.
Yeah, that's definitely my bad.
I love that John doesn't read text or anything well. And I love that
I always have like 7 things going on at once.
And I send out the text yesterday. I go, me and Bender made a command decision together that we're doing 3:00 tomorrow. And he put, okay. I'm like, well, thanks for confirming your decision. I appreciate it. I don't know why I thought that was funny.
I just wanted to let you know that I read it.
Yeah, well, that was nice of you.
And I showed up at 2:30.
You showed up here at 2:30? Yeah, you did. I just know you wanted
to
pre-drink.
Before 2:40, but it wasn't at 2:30.
It was a little early. I was going to sit on the porch and drink because I didn't think you guys would be home.
Yeah. No, you weren't because you knocked on the door and walked in.
Well, that's because I saw the TV on.
Yeah. There's a lot of holes in this story. It's like Swiss cheese.
It's like, if they're not there, I'll just sit on the front porch and drink.
I mean, from now on, if we're not home, you can just come through the garage. And
well, what's the garage code?
I'm not saying it right now.
1, 2, 3, 4. No, you'll change your pin again, Mom.
Amazing. That's the same code as my luggage.
No, the code is ass-tastic.
Ass-tastic. Speaking of pop culture stuff, we can skim the world of pop culture. I'll start that, I guess, and we'll see if you guys brought anything.
Cool.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but with John Wick 3, John Wick has officially killed more people than Freddy and Jason combined.
Really?
He's the biggest. Wow. Yeah, he's the biggest mass murderer in scary movie.
Good for him.
Yeah, good for John
Wick. Have you talked to anybody that has seen
that
movie?
What about the terrorists from United 93? Too soon?
That was in poor
taste. You know, that's a good one when we all just giggle. We have nothing to say back.
I think that was a joke that was long overdue. I'm glad we could call off the search for Badger, because if we didn't think he was back, he officially is.
Not until he sings something.
He tried singing a while ago. He just couldn't remember the lyrics. He's a little rusty. He doesn't like those inside fastballs right now.
I like that Teddy drinks water like you would drink beer. He's just not
old enough to drink yet.
He's like a little goat.
Well, he was watching you, John, drink your beer. He kind of gave you the side-eye look.
Is that the...
disapproving look?
Is this the new millennial version of, I learned it by watching you, okay?
I learned it by, I vape because I watched you.
Oh, my God.
Kids these days cannot say that to their parents. No. I vape because you vape. No, you didn't.
Vaping is the worst thing ever.
It's retarded.
I don't know. AIDS is pretty bad.
Yeah.
I don't know. No, there's a cure for AIDS. They can't cure the douchebags who vape.
No cure for AIDS. They can control HIV, but no cure for AIDS.
No, I thought two people have been cured of AIDS. Two guys.
Not sure of that.
No, he's right.
I'm right.
But that doesn't mean everybody.
Until we talk to these two guys.
There's two guys that they've cured of AIDS. So it's on its way. Just saying.
I would like to. I'm extending an open invitation.
But my point,
come on our podcast.
Back to my original point.
I was in the middle of that sentence and he just jumped around.
Interruption.
There's no cure for the douchebags who vape. We were at volleyball a couple weeks ago, and this entire fucking table next to us of like nine people were all vaping at the same time. I look like I walked into a rave or something.
Well, they're going to develop a vaping-only disease like we talked about with the selfie episode or with Shane. I mean, natural selection has to happen.
Dumb people need to die. To cure stupidity is mass casualty situations.
That's not the title of the episode that we want, that dumb people need to die, but, you know, it's still...
Or at least not be able to procreate, I guess.
It's in play.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, now they can procreate because we got rid of abortion in this state.
Yeah, they have no choice.
Pretty soon there won't be any like.
It was saved.
No, it was saved. Yeah,
stay of execution. Yeah.
Way to go, man.
Missouri. We're not the worst state yet.
Yeah, we have one abortion clinic left.
Most southern states only have one.
Wait till they get rid of birth control and abortion. It'll be so great.
No doubt. That's the thing.
Thank God I got that vasectomy.
The government's going to be really bankrupt supporting all these families.
I have a family.
Well, they won't expand Medicaid, so that's not going to be their problem.
I have a family member that posted something about Sophie Turner, who came out and said that, you know, she didn't know if she would film any movies in Georgia. And a side note, Walking Dead's talking about maybe moving where they're filming because of those rules.
Yeah.
And this conservative fake news site posted, well, jokes on her, they've been filming in Ireland for the last 10 years, and that's been had abortions have been banned there forever. Okay, maybe it's a little hypocritical by her part.
I think Ireland just
they just
approved abortions.
But probably at the time of that meme or whatever.
Yeah.
But jokes on her. I mean, not jokes on her, but then she put on there, she goes, keep on boycotting states and you'll never have another place to make movies. # baby life matter. And I wanted to say, yeah, and then you will not have any movies to watch. Yeah. And you comment about fucking movies every week.
Yeah.
And yes, babies' life do matters, but that's not what we're arguing here.
I love all the people who are like, I can't wait till California just falls into the ocean. And like, well, all the entertainment
Well, that
will
is going to happen.
Well, that will happen.
But then there'll be a hashtag to support that.
But people are like, those liberal Hollywood elites need to just fall into the ocean already. I'm like, well, all of your entertainment comes from there. So what do you want?
There's some in New York.
But again, you're also assuming that they're so overwhelmed with complaining about. And trust me, the liberal media and the elite left have some problems too. But they're so infatuated with their problems that they don't think to just hop in a car and drive away from the disaster because they're just going to move to Vegas.
Yeah.
That's all.
Right.
Or, you know, Washington or Seattle or
St. Louis.
Yeah.
New home for Hollywood.
Well, I got to be honest with you. With all the rising sea levels and everything, we're looking pretty good for some beachfront property.
Yeah, maybe beachfront or something.
John Hamm's certainly spending enough time here.
Yeah. You think he's going to come on?
No, but I wonder.
That'd be cool, though, right?
Phil said we should reach out.
I think for a moment in time last night, he read that tweet and was like, maybe I should do that.
He doesn't have. No, he didn't read it because he doesn't have a Twitter. John Hamm doesn't have a Twitter.
No. This guy has a Twitter.
I bet his giant wrench in his pants does
that. Yeah, yeah. John Hamm's penis has
a Twitter. It's like a weather meter. Hamm. He's like, oh, someone's talking about me. It's a podcast.
It's like a windsock with wet sand.
We were watching. What were we watching this morning?
Oh, that's a visual I didn't need.
Extract, which is a great underrated Mike Judge movie with Jason Bateman.
Oh, that's a great movie.
It's a very good
and
movie.
And Mila Kunis.
Yeah, and
so hot.
And
she really is.
And a really, really dirty, greasy Ben Affleck with long hair.
Oh, yeah.
And at the dude that...
his best role ever?
Yes, maybe. And the dude that's been that Jason Bateman paid to have sex with his wife.
Yeah. The pool boy.
He talks to. There's a scene between him and Jason Bateman, and he walks off. And now Missy's not even engaged in this movie.
Like, I've seen it before.
But like this morning, she's just like off on her phone, and the movie's on. Nah. And Ben Affleck walks up and goes, "Well, there goes Kong Dick himself." And Missy, she just chuckles. I just hear a
Kong
chuckle.
Dick.
Yeah. Yeah, very good movie. Very underrated.
It is a good movie. You know what? I came downstairs today to my wife watching for the second day in a row.
Oh God.
No.
Sister Act.
Oh my God!
One and two, ooh. Like just back and forth. I'm like, this is what you sit down and watch.
Isn't there a three?
I don't think so.
I think they talked about it, but I don't think they actually ever did it.
Whoopi, at that point, Whoopi didn't want to be typecasted as a nun choir singer.
Yeah,
I just,
she had the View money already coming in. Why would she need to do Sister Act 3?
I kind of am I would like to read that behind the scenes of the View documentary or book or whatever, because them girls get catty.
Yeah,
I saw like they've released some of the excerpts from it, and Joy Behar, yeah. Well, and Barbara Walters threw a she gave old Hasselbeck, she chastised her on the thing and basically scolded her like a parent would. And then they had the mic still live, and they finally released that audio or her going backstage and just
ripping
like,
it. Yeah,
well, like, I'm gonna leave. I mean, you heard what she did to me on camera, and
yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, you got chastised. You wouldn't
guys
shut
chastise
up.
Each other
you
all the
shut
time.
Up. And
that's Meghan McCain's the same way. She's
who's on the show now anyway.
I have
it's
no
Joy
clue.
Behar, Meghan McCain,
Serena Williams. It's Tony Lorne.
Serena Williams.
It's a very mixed cast.
I honestly was like, is he serious? He must be serious.
Yeah, but
all I know is Joy Behar and Meghan McCain because they're always on the Twitter. Back and forth, but Tim Saints on and Whoopi Goldberg.
Bitches, that's all it is.
I'd only know Joey Behar's on there, and she's been on there for a long time because
Joey Behar.
Our Joy.
Joy.
Because of the remake of The Longest Yard. That's all.
Joey Behar would be a great porn.
Because
name.
The tough, yeah. the serial killer tough guy in that they recruited. The reason he decided to play because he watches The View and he has to get his Joy Behar fix, and the guy turns it off and he gets mad, so he decides to play in the game.
You remember way too much from that movie.
It's not a bad movie. It's not a bad movie. Yeah,
yeah, it was pretty good.
He remembers a lot of stupid shit, but never the important stuff.
Featuring
that's called being a guy.
I don't know where when our anniversary is. It's October.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
Double fingers.
See,
I thought you were talking about the show's anniversary.
That's October.
Nice.
I got you this for
November.
Your birthday,
November.
Yeah. And it
was
like
probably December because it was Friends Thanksgiving when we decided to do this.
No, it wasn't. It was your son's, your daughter's first birthday.
Was it?
Yep.
Whatever.
Three glorious years ago.
Wait a second.
Four.
I told you.
Wait, Vera's birthday's in
October.
October.
Yeah. 25th.
Again, your birthday is in November. You did not get this until your birthday.
I think it was Friends Thanksgiving.
You must have something because I
try this
him,
beer.
I told him in October that I come up with a name. I started the Twitter account and
maybe
everything.
Maybe because I told you I was.
We get it. You do all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know.
I
those shoulders sore. You want a back rub, buddy?
I would like one.
He wouldn't even let you guys if you wanted to.
I told you the first time. We've joked about it and said, you guys want a Jeremy-less episode. I will sit in here and be quiet and watch. I'm going to cheer or boo every joke. I'm going to heckle.
I don't want a Jeremy-less episode.
Because that means you're
going to do work.
Yeah, or yeah. Tom, or you will have
and
to.
We've seen.
You either have to do the work or you have to admit Tom's number two.
Yeah, Tom does more work than me. It's fine.
Let's taste this beer real quick. Let's tell everybody.
Which one
right
is
now.
This?
This is the Liz Sherman. This is not going to be one that I really, really like. It's a chocolate mole stout, which
ooh,
means it's going to be like a spicy chocolate
yeah,
stout.
Yeah, I hate that, but we'll give it a go.
Ooh, but man. It makes sense.
Smells
because she's
good.
Did you try it?
Yeah.
Damn, Tom, way to jump the gun.
No, I wait, okay, whoa. When are you supposed to try it? I figure you're supposed to try it during the description, right?
I thought it was after the description. Oh my god, it's punching me in the throat. It's punching me in the throat.
Don't like that after
that. That tastes like if someone took a good chocolate stout and mixed it with straight heartburn. That's that.
Yeah, it's like literally, I have a cut on the roof of my mouth and it's burning.
The initial taste is like a very boring chocolate.
Teddy,
like,
you want to try it?
Like,
yeah.
We just committed a crime in that hair.
Yeah. I thought we were like,
Bruce
Quayle
in his arms, like, no,
dear God, no, no. I mean, I don't have a problem.
It doesn't
with
even
you.
Smell good.
I mean, if you're gonna give him his first drink and make it a milk stout because there's some kind of nutrients in there. Yeah, milk. It's milk. That's legal. This is not legal. However, this would be child abuse. This is.
I don't dig this one. Let's start the first one. I don't care for this one.
Oh, that first one.
Let me see
was
what
delicious.
They say. Let's see. Destined to light a fire in you, experience the decadently sweet caramel and chocolate that slowly transitions into the heat of a myriad of peppers. It doesn't slowly do
no,
shit.
No, it's just right. Well, take the second drink. It's a little better the second time.
But this is number 2 of 6 of the limited edition
Hellboy beers.
You know what this reminds
me of? It reminds me of smoking a Marlboro Red.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
You used to smoke?
Yeah.
With your white snake jacket on?
No. I don't know if it burned my
awesome
throat this
Outback
bad.
Chef
I don't know if a Marlboro Red burned my throat this bad, though.
Yeah. Were you
a smoker?
It would take me like a week to smoke a whole pack of cigarettes.
I wonder what it was like when Tom smoked and wore his jacket and took the T-tops on the Firebird and picked up on chicks.
Oh, yeah. Man, listen to nothing but
REO
Foreigner and REO Speedwagon.
Hot-blooded, check it and see. This beer is hot-blooded.
That's for you, Missy.
I think that's
the point, but I don't...
No,
second
more like
drink in, I don't hate it.
No, I feel like I'm breathing fire.
I don't like the afterburn. It's unnecessary and not fun.
That's a lot of mole.
It does have like a 10-second later burn still at the roof of your mouth.
It's still burning my throat right now.
I'm going to wash it down with
this. It doesn't even burn your mouth. It's
delicious,
just your throat.
Yeah.
That's weird.
I'm going to wash it down with this delicious Voodoo Ranger juicy.
I think it's kind of sexist that they made the woman beer the one that leaves a bad taste in your mouth.
Hey, now.
Well, or is she just spicy?
I would give you... the only reason I cannot give you that joke is the fact that Liz Sherman does control fire. So.
I know.
There's my understanding.
No. But I'm just explaining to them why your joke was a swing and a miss, because it does make sense. I just want people to know why you're dumb. I don't want them to have left up to chance.
I was just firing up the liberals, man. Just firing them up.
Because I'm sure so many liberals listen to this show.
I'm assuming that mostly liberals listen to this show.
I'd like to know our political breakdown of our fans.
It sounds like a poll for our Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, God, they don't answer the good questions.
Five people answer the question, and I'm one of them. You're one of them. You're one of them.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
The only thing I brought was
a charming personality.
I did bring a charming personality.
Debatable, but we'll give
you
it.
You want to talk about your new ink?
No, we already talked about
that. Yeah, you've been gone for a year, dude.
I've had this for a month now.
Yeah.
I got it a month ago today.
Oh, it's the anniversary of your tattoo.
Aw, cheers.
Oh, before we do this, before we get into what, let's go ahead and get this rating out of the way.
Oh, yeah.
Let's start with wow.
Get it going.
One.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I'm not sure I've had a worse beer, quite honestly.
No, you have, and I can tell you what it is.
Go listen to Christmas art.
But no.
Schlafly's Christmas beer is worse than this.
That's not true.
It is true.
No, the worst beer you had was Sriracha Stout, and it's in the same vein as this.
Yeah, Sriracha Stout. I had a Chipotle Stout that was in the same vein.
Specifically when we were having the 12 Beers of Christmas episode, we all had that raspberry chocolate one, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That
was terrible. Yeah, I couldn't even get it down.
Yeah.
Stephen A. Smith, what was it? Terrible.
Terrible.
That was terrible. Stephen A. Smith had a great commentary last night on segue back into sports before we get Bender's rating. Joshua, undefeated British import heavyweight, one of the two heavyweight champs in the world, fought his first fight
big
in America
guy.
And got obliterated in the seventh round by...
A big Mexican guy.
By the fat butter bean. He was
Pinto Bean.
He
that
was
should be his name.
Yeah, Pinto Bean or the Mexican jumping bean, one of the two. But Stephen A. Smith said, Anthony Joshua, heavyweight champ of the world, was just knocked out by butter bean. That's a disgraceful. That's it's shameful. And then he goes, it's terrible. But no, he was. And instantly,
I didn't watch the fight.
The other two guys that have a claim to being the best heavyweights in the world, which is Fury and Wilder, the American Wilder. And Wilder is the best heavyweight on the planet. He may go down before.
For Sam Van?
Deontay Wilder. Hmm. Deontay Wilder. He may go down when it's all says done, one of the greatest heavyweights of all time.
Van Wilder is the greatest partier of all time.
Big, long, and lanky, and those heat-seeking missiles. Him and Fury.
Is that legal?
Yeah. Him and Fury had possibly one of the greatest heavyweight fights in ever, in which Tyson Fury pulled an Undertaker. He was knocked down in the 12th round. At the nine setup. I mean, he was stiff as a board. And when the ref got to eight, he set up like the Undertaker, and people were like, what is this guy on? And then he won the round.
That's cool.
Yeah. So, but anyway, Stephen A. Smith, that happened last night.
Did you see that, I guess it's Snapchat or Instagram, one of them has the baby face meme where it makes you literally have a baby face.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It's the new
one. Stephen A. Smith one looks just like Stephen A. Smith.
They had to change the gender swap one because the gender fluid people were getting a little furious over
it. I was playing around with that one.
For real.
Yeah, I was playing around with that one, and I did the man one on my face. It just gave me a beard.
Finally gave you a beard.
It gave me a beard. I was a little upset.
Yeah, you know, the baby one didn't change me either.
Yeah, that's weird.
It's because you got a baby face, sweetheart.
Well, unless I'm with you, I get carded still.
Yeah.
Anyways, back to me. What do you give it?
What do you give it?
The only thing I really brought was...
rate the beer.
Oh, the beer. Yeah. Sorry. I thought we were back to me doing things. I'm going to give it a 2. All
right.
I don't hate it. I would drink one. But I'm not gonna. I'm gonna drink this one.
We're gonna drink it again because I got another one in
God
there.
Damn it! Why would you buy two of these?
Well, and I'm gonna also give you a little crap here too.
Give that one to Jay.
When asking the beer sauce shop to save us something that they claim they don't save for people when it's fun first come first serve, do it discreetly and not on Twitter for everybody to see.
I want them to know that we have preferential treatment.
I texted Andrew too, and I said, "Hey, just to help me out, is the new Hellboy beer coming out?" And he goes, "No, it doesn't even come out of the brewery until next week." I go, "Well, John's on his way up there to buy it like an idiot." And then I only read that tweet in passing. And then I said, also, he's the one texting you in a public place trying to beg you to hold him a beer. And he goes, "I'll hold you too." And I go, "Thanks, bud."
Yeah.
There you go.
So, Tommy, what are you giving us? We got a 1 and a 2. You're going to go 3?
I think I'm going to go 2.25. I respect the spirit of it. I mean, I can't even remember a beer that's made me actually tickle the back of my throat like this. So I respect it, but I would never buy this.
You know, the last time he's had a tickle in the back of his throat?
Aww. Yesterday?
When he swallowed a feather. Where'd you guys think I was going with that?
Oh, I thought you were going to throw in a DeSmet joke.
Oh. Class 5A, 2019 Class 5A baseball champs. Missy, thanks for bringing that up.
Preppy boy. Yeah, I like that one.
First time they've won the baseball Class 5A title since I was there in 2000.
Were you on that team?
No, come on.
I was like, did you play?
Yeah. So proud of those other guys.
What year was that?
Yeah, go use guys.
Go use guys.
2.25. I'm going to give it a 2 in execution. I don't enjoy the beer that much, but it's not the worst thing I've ever had. And I'm going to give it a 4 in capturing what it is to be Liz Sherman. So I'm going to give him a 4 on the...
So you split the difference?
What it is
3?
To be Liz Sherman is hideous?
Fire. Hot. She hot. Shoots
they,
fire.
They did achieve that. Yeah. I'll give them that.
Yeah, I'm going to finish it, and then Bender's going to start. We're finally going to give Bender a forum to talk.
No, for the first time ever. No, I was reading something this week about Mount Everest was in the news this week.
Oh, man. People dying left and right.
Fuck well, people are dying left and right, but did you see the picture? Like, the one guy of, like, 100 people standing in line to get to the top?
At the deadliest point.
Yeah, which is insane. I don't understand it. Like, is Mount Everest not... cool anymore? Like, is it not like, is it just you and I could go up there and do it?
So, no. I had a boss of mine do it. It was a 3-year wait from the moment he decided, and then he had a good year long of shots and training to get his breathing ready and stuff, and he did it.
Yeah.
And when he went up, he didn't say that it was crowded at all. They have said the problem is the people that are booking these tours and allowing it are just greedy, and there's no checks and balances. They're just scheduling all these.
The article I read today said that a guy was saying, he goes, you have to qualify to run the Ironman. Like, you have to qualify. But there's no qualification. The only qualification, Nepal is one of the poorest countries in the world.
And they charge, what, 15 grand?
11 grand to even go. And there's no limit to the, they gave away like 3,000 tickets or something this year to climb it. And it's just, they take your money. You can do whatever you want. If you die, you die. So, the other problem is a couple years, sorry, go ahead.
I just one question. Is the ticket all the way to the top, or is it like to a base camp? Or
it pays for the Sherpas.
It pays for the Sherpas. The
so
11
which
grand
goes
is,
you all, takes
yeah,
you all the way.
Yeah, they'll bring you.
Top.
They'll bring you as far as you can go.
All right, I'm like gonna add to this once you finish your.
There was a Sherpa a couple weeks ago. Who just went, made the record. He's done the climb like 25 times
shit.
Or something like that.
Yeah,
but
without equipment and. You know, carrying everybody else's shit.
He leaves the dead people behind. He just finishes.
They do clean. They do leave the dead behind.
Yeah, they do. Everybody.
There's points to where you go.
Does your Sherpa leave you?
There's points to where you climb the mountain, and there's frozen bodies still on the mountain.
And they said that if, like, global warming keep, there was a concern if global warming keeps happening and the snow starts to melt, there's so much human waste on Mount Everest at this point that it would be like a bacterial problem with it all coming down.
The mountain would catch a death of cold?
Yeah, but that what made me think of this is that is one thing like I have zero interest in ever doing is climbing a mountain.
Oh, I well, first off, you're borderline built at, for a climber. You're like a tall climber.
Yeah.
I'm not built to climb anything. But that's a different type of, that's a combination of the climbing you just think of and endurance.
Yeah.
But forget.
It just seems awful, but like, but it had me think, like, but if somebody came to me and was like, do you want to go to the bottom of the ocean? Hell yeah, I'm in.
Because you're gonna be in a container
or
you're essentially
outer space,
going down in a,
I'm in. But like Rachel, my wife, for example, we were watching some space movie, and like, if Spacer became a commercial viable option, like, would you go? And she said, no, I have zero interest in that whatsoever.
Oh, I would, but I have such bad motion sickness, my body wouldn't be able to handle
it. I have claustrophobia issues, but I would totally do space, but climbing a mountain would never be my thing. Like, what is your thing that, like, most people find thrilling, but you're just like, I'm out on?
Oh, the most adventurous thing I'd ever want to do would be, like, eat in an Istanbul cafe.
I thought he was about to say some, continue
Taco
with
Bell.
The messy theme of being a preppy kid. Yeah.
Grade B but, restaurant.
Eat
I'm
in,
interested.
Eat, other than eating in North County? Yeah. I don't know.
Be the only white guy on one block.
Yeah. Most adventurous. What did you say, Melissa?
I would love to go up in space. That was my childhood dream.
What's the thing that you're like, I'm absolutely out on, like skydiving,
oh,
bungee
yeah, she's
jumping?
She's petrified of heights.
So I would never do skydiving or like bungee jumping, but I have thought about doing zip lining.
Oh, really? It's boring. It's not that much fun.
For me,
it's
that would
terrifying.
Probably
yeah,
be
it.
Exciting. But I have to do it in America. Like, we...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Where there's regulations?
Yeah,
maybe.
Like,
yeah.
She wouldn't do it. She wouldn't
do it
in Jamaica.
Jamaica.
She's like,
I don't know what their
She's
regulations
like, there's
are
there's no
here.
OSHA down here, Mom.
Yeah.
No, wait. You would not do that thing in Chicago, right?
She would not come out. No.
No.
You did that.
On the glass floor?
None of it.
We did the glass floor, and we did the tilt out.
Did you ever see the pool?
What?
There's a pool on one of those like high rises that hangs out over it and
a lot of the Vegas ones that do that like
yeah
well, there's wild. A it's a glass bottom pool
it's a glass bottom pool that hangs out and you're just like looking and like
so Gatlinburg, a place where her and I have been together, they have a new longest suspension walkable bridge in the United States that's being built.
Oh,
and it,
that would be cool.
And it is glass for
sway.
The first like so many feet.
He wanted to sway. That's the
no,
whole thing.
No, then you feel like you're falling.
You ever saw the video of the one in Japan or China or wherever it is, and it's an LCD screen that cracks?
And
people literally like shit themselves and crawl. Yeah.
There's one like with the fish tank too, where there's shark comes up and slant, and it's just videos of people like falling backwards. It's pretty funny.
The problem in Japan with going across those bridges is at any point a giant monster could cut
through. Yeah,
up.
You know, there's a kaiju just gonna murder
if you.
You
see Kyle Chandler in Japan, get the fuck out.
Yeah, don't do it.
So, going back to your Mount Everest story, Mandy Moore, she didn't climb it.
She went
just
to base
went
camp.
Camp.
17,000 feet in the air.
I would love to hang out
sure.
at base camp.
Yeah.
Base camp looks like the coolest place. And unlimited hot chocolate.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Is that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, every movie or everything you see, Base Camp has great coffee and hot chocolate.
Do they have bars?
No, I don't think so. But every Base Camp looks like the ultimate campsite.
Yeah. And then everybody who's going up, you're like,
there's always
stupid.
Some dude with weed. Yeah. There's always some dude with some liquor and some coffee.
And then everybody gets stuck up there, and there's one guy at Base Camp who saves them all, and you're the fucking hero. You just got to hang out down there and be that guy.
Usually Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah, for sure.
Back to what you were saying about your what would you do or have or wouldn't do. So I have bungee jumped. I've skydived.
I've never bungee jumped. I would do it.
I've scuba dived. I've zip lined on a small scale. I don't know.
I love you. But you're such a big guy.
I know.
You'd be doing all of that.
I'm a little heavier than before.
Those ropes are so thin.
I've cliff dived.
I've watched him do
cliff diving's a blast. I love
it. Well, should I watch him do Superman at Six Flags? I'm like, my motherfucking husband's dying.
Yeah, 26 feet was the tallest cliff I've jumped off of.
I've gotten a little higher than that.
The only reason I didn't go to the 40 foot one is the climb looked a little sketchy for me. There's stuff that I wouldn't do. I know it's out there, but it all sounds fun. And as I get older, I'm less likely to do it.
Yeah. Right.
But, well, that may be not true either, because the older you get, the more the sense of your mortality and once-in-a-lifetime things. Like, for instance, you know, Kaylin's going on this trip. Yeah. You went to the Stanley Cup. I mean, these are these are things I wouldn't pass on.
Yeah,
you know?
Like cliff diving now, though. Like, I did it when I was younger, and I would do it every year, but now that I have kids, I have less of an interest in it because I don't want to be
a
paralyzed dad.
But you've already done it, so now you're like, why would I need to do it again at this age with kids?
I'm not scared of heights, but you remember back in the day, I used to deliver shingles for a living and didn't think twice about it until we had Hayden, and then suddenly I got scared of being up on roofs.
Yeah, because you're like, I don't want to be a paralyzed dad or any of that.
Or make my wife be a single, or make her be a single mom times
two.
Well,
I mean, she's going to get paid if you die.
Listen. I saved her once from single momdom. Yeah. Who's to say somebody else would come through and do it again?
That's a stretch, bro.
I was okay with being single.
What's your thing that you've always wanted to do, maybe haven't done, but would do? Like,
a little on the fence.
Like, would you go to space? You don't seem like a space guy. Anymore.
Check the Republican box when he goes to vote.
That's what he wants to do secretly.
Yeah.
Tom is a secret Republican. He's just saying he doesn't make enough money yet.
You're not the first person who's accused me of that in the last 3 months.
He wants to be a Republican.
You know the thing about space? Like, all right, so let's say right now, if they told me you could fly to space and be there for a week, I'd do it.
Really?
Yeah.
That space thing would be awesome.
I think that it just won't be cost effective for me to do it in my lifetime.
Yeah, I don't either. But I would do space, but like Rachel has a serious fear of it.
I flew last week.
Oh, I think my fear of heights would affect me, but I would still do it.
But in best case scenario though is you don't have a malfunction until you get up there, and then you just float.
Yeah.
Just like a balloon down.
Yeah, and if Sandra Bullock has taught us anything, you can survive coming back in the atmosphere without.
Can you get drunk in space? Has anyone ever gotten drunk in space?
Oh, I'm sure.
Those cosmonauts have.
Yeah. There is no correlation, by the way, between drinking and altitude and how drunk you get.
I don't think so either. You know? But I mean, like,
that's an old wife. That's
like
an old drunken,
like super drunk.
That's an old drunken wife.
I mean,
style.
But
really convenient to clean up.
I would say I'm not.
Just catch the.
I'm just not a thrill seeker. Not that I'm like scared of it. It's
you
just
come
like,
across as so different, though. Extreme sports star.
Yeah. What
I would say the craziest thing I've actually kind of thought about doing. Would be like pilot lessons.
Okay.
We have a friend that's about to do that.
You're the guy that tattooed all of us in this room.
Well, oh, really?
But I think it's pricey.
Except for Tom. Isn't it? Tom, you have to get it. Yes, it's expensive.
He trades it out for tattoos.
Is it like 500 bucks an hour or something like that?
Oh, yeah, his wife bought it.
I don't know if it's that much. The company I work for, you can sign up for pilot lessons. Like, there's a lot of pilots in my company, and they'll do it for a little cheaper. Okay. But at least $100 an hour.
I'm just going to say this. I flew last week. Not that I was scared.
Like, did you fly? You flew the plane?
Yes.
I'd be a little nervous if it was my first time flying.
I was drunk as shit, and they put me in charge. But it was a couple of small planes because we had some small layovers on an hour flight, so we got those real small ones.
Yeah.
But it was the first time that I've flown because of the whole 737 grounding and stuff to where I actually thought, because our plane was delayed on the first time, and it wasn't weather. They didn't say what it was. I was like, huh. I'm not gonna get scared or anxiety, but at least for a second, the media had me thinking.
Yeah. Well, when that 737 thing happened, I was in Florida, so we had to fly home, and I was like, we should probably. And at the time,
the stewardess goes, "It's okay. This is a 738."
Yeah. Well, that's fine. It's a different engine, different model.
Right. Right.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, it's a different model.
There is
a 738.
I think there's a 738. Yeah. But
how do you know, John?
Because he's in that industry.
No, he's not.
No, but anyways, so I was thinking about it when I was flying home. Like, we had to check it because the U.S. had not grounded those planes yet. And I was like, I'm genuinely concerned.
Yeah.
And then they changed it and everything was fine. But anyways, I just thought that was interesting. And I wondered what
do. That is a weird deal. That's one of those things, too. I mean, yeah. You never want people to die, ish.
Yeah.
But if they are dying because of something they choose to go, like because 200 people decided to all climb a mountain at once, I feel bad for their families, but do you
that's
feel
not
bad
a stretch. Like, if you look at the pictures online,
it's 200, they said 100 like, and something people.
There's 200 just standing there. Yeah. It's like you're in line for the new iPhone, but it's the top of a
they
fucking
mountain.
They
said it was so crowded in one point to where you're actually hooked in. A guy fell and dangled, and he was there for 8.5 hours before the line moved that he could move, and he was dangling, free dangling there.
Upside down?
Just off of a cliff. Like
I hate
slipped.
Lines. Yeah. I hate lines. I don't like big crowds. That's why I don't usually do like concerts or.
But he loves gatherings. Ironically.
Yeah. Why did you
small
walk downtown
intimate.
For so long?
Kevin Smith line. Sorry.
Small intimate gatherings. Yes, I do enjoy. But like to
your
be
idea,
cold.
Your definition
at the top of a mountain where you can't breathe and have to stand in line next to a bunch of other assholes. That just sounds like the worst thing ever.
They had one family that was on Today Show and they were crying about their dad and they were talking about how his dad had lost like fingers before to frostbite. It's like fuck you, man. I don't feel sorry for this guy.
Was it the guy? Was it the guy who died doing the seven mountains on seven continents?
Yes.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I just read
very
the
hard to feel sorry for someone that intentionally puts himself.
I was kind of mad
in
at him for like putting his family through that.
Yeah, that's you have an obsession. Like that's no worse than being like a drug addict. Probably.
Yeah, you throw yourself in life threatening situations. Yeah. I don't know.
I thought that was interesting. That was it.
You had something else? Anything?
That was the only like main topic.
But what about you, Tom? It's been so long.
So
you gotta have like at least
point,
four things.
I've gotten to the point in my life.
Shane brought up a topic last week that you were I even name dropped you. We'd not heard from you in ages.
Yeah.
But he talked about that new Blinded by the Light movie. We talked about that.
Yeah, that looks really good. Really excited about that. I've heard great reviews for the Elton John movie. I want to go out and see that as well.
Yeah.
Lots of dicks, I've heard. Lots of dicks.
I can handle that. Well, speaking of a lot of dicks.
Yeah, you can. Yeah.
Speaking
your
of a lot of dicks, there's a scene in the new show. You need help, Dad? I need help with this segue.
He's too young to know about the dick and fart jokes and stuff, so we're just...
No, but he's going to repeat them later.
Yeah, that's okay.
He's going to go home, yeah.
It's Tom that has to deal with the repercussions.
Yeah, it's not our problem.
So,
Your mom's judgy eyes.
I don't have as much time as neither of us, any of us probably do these days, so I usually don't watch a lot of, like, art films, but I've been watching Chernobyl. God damn, it's depressing.
I was going to bring that up.
Oh, it's so depressing.
How many episodes in are you?
I'm caught up.
Oh, see, I'm only two in, and I have never felt so much
Isn't
dread.
It only on the third episode? Four?
No, I think there's four.
And there's five episodes total. Oh my God.
I've never felt so much dread watching, like,
that's
something.
That's true horror to me. I mean,
true life shit,
That not just really happened, but it would happen at a time where only, like, and I'm only spitballing here because you guys watched that hadn't, but less than like there were a percentage of people that knew there was a problem, but I mean there were so many people that didn't know that there was this there. I mean this is that's a true
murder. Now do you two remember it, Missy and Jeremy?
No.
He just really tried to say we're
like
in our fucking 50s.
Said you guys are old fucks.
Well, it happened in 86.
Yeah, I remember.
I mean, we weren't even 10.
I remember the news though.
I don't remember any details or anything.
It wasn't probably till I was like 14 or 15 to where I realized what actually happened.
I haven't started it yet, but have you been listening to the podcast, the companion podcast?
No,
I'm going to start that this week. There is a. For each episode, there's a companion.
I don't know if I can watch. The last episode, I finished at like 10:30 at night after like six drinks, and I then had to force myself to watch sitcoms for an hour and a half just to like get it out of my
chill your mind.
Well, so one scene, and it goes way into detail, but things you don't think about is they had a bunch of like pets that were left behind. So there's a crew of Russian soldiers they document they had to go and take care of the pets.
This coming from a person that doesn't
even care about animals
much,
and I'm like bawling.
So yeah, like when you're watching the first episode, it's all of like it's the accident, and you know guys just trying to survive, figure out what's happening, and like things are happening to them, and you're like, oh my God, are the first responders coming in and cleaning it up, and it's dread. In the second episode, that's where I'm at. It's the bureaucrats coming in and trying to downplay it, and it's infuriating because basically it's people not wanting to admit that they screwed up or not wanting to admit that they don't know enough about this situation to take care of it.
Well,
and
that's like that oil rig.
Same thing. Situation.
That's scary. It's terrifying, that stuff.
It literally, like the entire time you watch it, I haven't watched anything that like I have like a pit in my stomach the whole time because everyone is doing something stupid and this problem is so big and so epic that you nobody really knows how to fix it.
Yeah.
So you've never felt that kind of anxiety-ish type thing, like watching a true
not for
story?
So long, all the way through something with no
you knew
great
it happened too.
Yeah. And the fact that it's real, it yeah. like really. It's...
Anytime I watch like Lone Survivor, that whole time I was like, oh,
that dread because you know it's
going to
happen. Yeah.
Like
the only thing about is that the one.
That's the Mark Wahlberg one about the.
I hated that movie.
Oh, I enjoyed it. Yeah,
so
enjoyed
honestly,
it.
To tie back into what we were talking about earlier, I would go take that Chernobyl tour.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Yeah, they say it's safe
yeah.
now.
Yeah, yeah, and their big
safe-ish.
Fear,
ish. Yeah.
Their big fear about Chernobyl is the fact that like
don't run around in your underwear over there.
Yeah,
all of the leaves from the trees and everything. It's not decomposing like regular, like a tree branch would fall out of and just decompose.
They're decomposing like
mm-hmm.
the trees
not,
near Mr.
Dried,
Smithers' house in The Simpsons.
Yeah. It's dried tinder. And they said any spark would just, if Chernobyl lit up, it would send nuclear waste all across the globe again.
Yeah.
Which is insane to think about.
So,
what?
So, you know about Times Beach here, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that was definitely not the same
no, it wasn't
level,
that level,
but there was an amount, there was contamination there
yeah.
and that I do remember in my childhood
yeah.
because my grandparents lived out by Six Flags and you had to pass Times Beach
mm-hmm.
so for me when they cleared that area every time because you can see people riding bikes and walking through the area as you're driving down 44 at the first
putting
time I
handfuls
saw it,
of the dirt in their mouth
yeah.
and rolling in the water
but the first time I saw that I was like
this is good right
I don't know,
yeah,
is
all right.
that well, actually okay even well, though they
similar,
cleared
we grew
it.
Up in Florissant Coldwater Creek the,
yeah.
the
that's still
documentary
a thing.
On that
still a thing like
everybody in certain neighborhoods had the same cancer.
Yeah.
John, I'm surprised you don't have a third arm.
Yeah. No shit.
Who's to say he does?
I should have picked like a tail.
Hey, so
also that too.
We'll review a movie here in a minute, but since you guys are 3 or 4 episodes into the Chernobyl, so far out of 5?
I would give it. Go ahead.
I would give it a 4.
4 out of 5.
I'm 2 in and I normally, like when I do stuff like that, I kind of play with my phone a little bit and
yeah.
half watch it. But I'm all in on this. I give it a 5 at this point.
Ooh, nice
he's a little
song.
Further in than me, so maybe there's.
It's too depressing.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that what takes the star
and that's
away?
What I kind of like about it, though.
Well,
there's some lulls too. I mean, it gets even more bureaucratic moving forward.
We'll
some of that stuff. You're like,
we'll catch up on it. We'll catch
yeah,
up
good.
On it.
Yeah.
It's worth watching.
We did watch it. Made its HBO debut last night. It's a movie I've been wanting to watch for a long time because it seemed to be. And in execution, there is a little bit of that Quentin Tarantino vibe to it.
Okay.
We watched Bad Times at the El Royale.
I wanted to watch that today, but the kids woke up.
If you didn't know, there's a shit ton of stars in this movie.
Yeah.
Like a shit ton of stars. The dude.
Goldblum.
No, Jeff Goldblum's not in it.
He's not? I thought everybody was in it.
The dude is in it, which is
Jeff Bridges.
Jeff Daniels. Jeff Bridges.
Bridges.
Yeah, Jeff Bridges. Not Jeff Daniels. Jeff Bridges. Chris Hemsworth. Dakota Johnson. With the most insignificant.
You think he would have came with a better list?
The most like hard to see cameo in it is Ron Swanson.
Huh. Oh, really?
Yeah. It's very very limited. We'll just leave it at that.
Yeah,
but
you just got to see the movie. But he's in it ish. But a very so yeah. I did feel like the guy was going for like early Tarantino, maybe a little bit of Robert Rodriguez and
John Hamm.
John Hamm, yeah. John Hamm's awesome in it. So I tweeted him.
He's from St. Louis.
I got her.
Whoa,
and has
weird.
A massive Johnson. Speaking of Dakota, it didn't quite completely execute on that being of that. Yeah, it's not a clone of Tarantino, but it definitely leans that way. But I thought it was a very fun movie.
It got really good reviews.
There was the without spoiling it, I don't want to spoil it, but the coolest part of the story, I think, is the bellhop or the guy that runs the El Royale.
Yeah.
And that's all I'm going to say because by the end of the movie, you're like, yeah, that fucking guy. Out of 5, I'd probably give it a 3.25.
Okay.
I would give it a 3. I think it was a good storyline, but it wasn't as exciting as I thought it would be. It wasn't as thriller because it's dubbed
yeah.
as a thriller.
Yeah, what would make it a little better for me is being a little weirder, like a Tarantino movie. Like, maybe if it was just a little more out there.
Yeah, but then people maybe would accuse him of being a Tarantino.
Well, there's other guys.
Film.
Guy Ritchie. Guy
yeah.
Ritchie does those type of movies.
Who directed
and stuff.
This? I forget. I was just IMDb.
Gosh darn it. I saw it.
Look up Yo Mama.
Yo mama
does it. Oh.
She directed
Is it Yo Mama doing a violin at the Branson?
No, that's Yo-Yo Mama.
Oh, okay.
Yo-Yo Mama. Sure, I'm on the same page.
Oh, speaking of moms, Caitlin went to go try and watch try Ma and last night.
Hey, I'll tell that story real
go
quick.
Go ahead. Okay.
Watch what?
It was you.
So the new movie Ma, Mammy?
Drew Goddard,
yeah. What else has he
done? Wait, is it the black woman who kills people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, we don't know, but they allude to that, yes. She invites teenagers over to her house to party, and it becomes like the place to be. But so Caitlin and there were like what, three girls total?
So Bender,
girls?
You'll know. So our daughter's very upset this week because the twins are leaving her school. They're going to Whitmore to play basketball.
Whitfield.
Whitfield, yeah.
Well,
Whitfield to play basketball.
Actually, I haven't seen Mary in a while.
Yeah, but you know who we're talking about. Yeah. And they're really two of Caitlin's best friends. In fact,
Caitlin has a crush on
Jayden. One of them. Yeah, one of them. And they're good kids. So the bunch of the boys and a handful of the
very
girls.
Very talented basketball players.
They went to the movie last night, and I went to take them. And it's never, ever been an issue. But because of the Blues, because of the Cardinals, the mall was a ghost town, and the theater didn't even have a box office attendant. The manager was selling tickets, and she would not let them into the R-rated movie unless I stayed and watched it. And both me and the twins' father were like, no, we're going to watch the Blues.
Yeah.
So they had to call an audible. They didn't get to see the movie Ma. They got to go see Godzilla King of Monsters, which
I want to see.
I do too, and the reviews are off the charts.
Yeah.
And my daughter hated it.
No, she goes, I don't remember one second of that movie. I actually just sat there and closed my eyes.
Yeah. Why would you not do what I did as a kid and pay for Godzilla and then just go watch Ma?
Because we told good
kids. I told them to do that, but that manager, she was like a damn
on them.
SS officer that was patrolling constantly.
I bet it was because there was some white girls with a black kid.
It was three of them with like six of them.
Wait, how was she selling tickets and patrolling theaters?
She just, I mean, there was that gate in front of her manager desk was the only gate open. And there was just, it was so empty, she would have noticed everyone. I apologize.
Mid-air was small.
Their movie was in the right hall, and the other one was
See, you got to plan that shit out, too. Like, I remember when I was a kid sneaking into R-rated movies.
The movies that were in the left hall were not going to see. Like, there was no, they couldn't even trick it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I mean, it sucked for them. And what a bit of a B word. But she, I mean,
I heard that movie sucked, though, so.
Ma, then?
Yeah, I heard it. The reviews are, it was a fun attempt at a comedy horror, but it didn't work out.
I don't even think it looks like they tried the comedy part, according to the trailer.
I thought that was a Netflix movie.
You're off.
It probably should have been.
Yeah, maybe it should have been.
Drew Goddard, this might be his first directing, but he produced The Martian. He wrote Cabin in the Woods.
Oh, that's where I knew him. Cabin in the Woods, yep. Yeah, he came from Lost.
Oh, you know him?
No, I knew his name. I knew the name Drew Goddard, yeah.
He was. He did Daredevil on Netflix. Also did The Defenders, but you know, we don't have to talk about that. World War Z.
Cabin in the Woods, by the way, still an amazing movie. Yeah. We've only watched it once. We should watch it again.
Yeah, it's worth watching. I enjoyed it.
Oh, I thought it was amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I started Good Omens on Amazon, but the kids ruined it.
I wanted to start that
it's
tonight.
It's good
maybe.
Or not good?
No, the reviews are great.
I was 20 minutes in. The reviews are spectacular.
What is it?
One of my
Good Omens. It's a Neil Gaiman book.
It's a Neil Gaiman Terry Pratchett book.
Yes,
it was a
you're
co-written,
correct, you're
and
correct.
It was one
no
of my three.
Shit. IMDb just put something on my phone about Good Omens.
Oh,
they're listening to us, people.
That's one of my three favorite Neil Gaiman books. That was the first Neil Gaiman book I ever read was Good Omens.
I enjoyed it.
I loved it.
I mean, like, it starts, so you haven't watched it, and I literally just.
It came out Friday.
Yeah, and I just started listening to the book like a month ago.
Oh, man.
And
I wet myself reading that book.
Is it on Amazon Prime?
Yeah.
Yes, and it starts out about as true to the book as you can get.
It's hilarious.
Which I think Rachel was.
It's gonna be tough for her.
She was like, I don't know, right away. She's kind of like, but it's very true to the book, which I thought was great.
Yeah, we're gonna watch. I'm gonna make Missy watch it.
We also started Deadwood, but she didn't dig it, so I'm
the
gonna
movie?
Just do it on my own. No, I never watched the show.
Oh man, what a good experience that's gonna be.
Because I never watched the show because it ended abruptly, and everybody was like, well, it just ended. I'm like, well, I'm not going to invest time in a show that just ends, but now that they got the movie and they wrap it all up, I want to watch it.
One of Missy's guys on Missy's list.
Timothy Oliphant.
The ever-dreamer.
And I thought Rachel would be in, and like right out of the gate, she was like, I'm not digging this, so I'll probably watch it.
What a great movie. Our show, man. I haven't watched the movie.
You haven't watched the movie? No. The reviews on the movie are spectacular.
Yeah, they actually, there was a good article this week I read that they pitched a real, it was some good, not one of those kooky websites where it's like a hot buzz right now or whatever, but you know, it was, they were like, there's a good argument to be made, but Deadwood may be the greatest drama of all time.
Really?
No, some critics definitely have in their top 10 or 15.
Yeah, it's man, it's awesome.
I know there was a huge backlash when they canceled it.
Yeah, there was that. There was, I can't remember the name, and it sucks, but there was a great Carnival. That show was amazing.
I never watched that one.
It's crazy because HBO had so many good dramas on at the same time. Sopranos kind of...
It ate them all up.
Well, now it's like, what's the best drama on HBO now?
Chernobyl.
But that's a miniseries. Big Little Lies.
That's great reviews. What you're saying, and I'm not putting words in your mouth.
Because like The Wire never got it through due until years later.
You're just waiting. What's the next HBO show? There's always an HBO show. Westworld, yeah.
Well, no.
Aaron Paul is joining now.
Westworld has a lot of complaints, but HBO has his Dark Material, which is C.S. Lewis's dark.
Yeah, but it hasn't came out yet.
But it's coming. But you're like, what's that next thing?
No, the next one's Watchmen.
And The Watchmen,
So we can't cancel HBO?
Was that a miniseries or a TV show?
The Watchmen's a TV show.
It's a series TV show as a sequel to the movie and comic.
Because the comic is set in the 80s, and this is modern.
Did they never do a sequel to the comic?
They attempted without Alan Moore, and Alan didn't, and it did flopped.
It was a few years back, right?
Yeah, it sucked for the people that tried to be a part of it because it was really an insult to what is considered one of the two or three greatest comic series.
So is Alan Moore involved in this TV show?
No, God, Alan Moore hates everything movies and TV.
Yeah. So the odds of this show.
Alan Moore loves
is...
whiskey, writing, and hating things. That's the only three things he likes in life. Yeah.
Okay.
He's insane. Oh. And, he's got a giant beard and long hair, and he looks like he hasn't bathed in 20 years, and he sits in his rich cave and just barks at people. Don't come in my yard!
Is it him that believes in, like, the weird gods and shit?
Warren Ellis.
That's Warren. I always get those two confused because they both look insane.
Warren Ellis is a warlock, and he knows how to cast spells.
Yeah.
Also...
Yeah.
Arguably, in the Mount Rushmore of writers, it's like it may be Frank. This is for a different podcast, but it may be Frank Miller, Alan Moore, Warren Ellis, and who'd be that other guy up there? That's a tough one. The Mount Rushmore writers.
The chick that wrote the Twilight series.
Yes. I'm talking about comic book writers, but no. Neil Gaiman. I mean, that might be the four.
I read an unpopular opinion on the other day, Jonathan L. Howard.
By the way, shout out to him, and I'll link him again too because he's answered your tweets.
He always answers your tweets.
He's answered our podcast tweets. He listened to our podcast. Shout out to him again.
He's a super cool guy.
And I'm going to tell you this right now. I'm going to give his books a chance.
All of them.
Not just based on your recommendation, but the fact that he's a cool dude that takes the time out to listen to our. And we didn't talk about him 5 minutes in. We talked about him 25 minutes in. I'll put on here 55 minutes into the podcast we mentioned John L. Howard again.
He put out a popular opinion that Frank Miller's Batman, he was not a fan of Batman Year One. He thought that it
I can see that. Yeah.
His argument was that too many people weighed too heavily on that version of Batman later on. It was too much of an influence on
and
other
they did.
People. Yeah. And I agree with it. I didn't think he was wrong.
Listen, Year One's pretty good, though, right?
It is pretty good, but it's like...
That's not...
It's like saying it's like Christopher in the movie verse. It's like if everyone did Christopher Nolan's version of Batman.
By the way, Christopher
Nolan's, but that's not Christopher Nolan's fault. So it's kind of shitty.
Christopher Nolan's Batman is that Batman,
which is why he started it with unpopular opinion here.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Yeah,
but
what else you got, Tom? Other than
Teddy Hummel talking. So the only other thing I really have pop culture wise is I've kept HBO since Game of Thrones. And I just finished Barry within the last week.
Oh,
all
God.
Two seasons.
Second season? I haven't started the second season.
The second season's final episode is the single best episode of the series.
That first season's last episode was great.
Get ready. Oh, what a great show.
And
you guys got me all hyped up now.
We've talked about this at least once on the show before, if not twice. Is there a better second act in acting or You're stealing my thunder, Ted.
Did he say cheese?
Cheese? Yeah. Oh, he's trying to take a picture of me.
If there was a video of this one, it'd be adorable.
Henry Winkler. What a second act, man. Yeah. I mean,
he was in a second act. I mean, that guy's so goddamn old. It's like his fifth act, but he's amazing.
Well, I think, I don't know. I mean, like, he was the font and then, was in, did nothing for
Scream. Scream. He was so good in Scream.
But that was like a 15-year gap between
the Fonz and.
Oh, God. He's 15, maybe giving it some money.
I mean, do we need the money? That's the thing.
Yeah, and do we have to thank Adam Sandler for this? I think we do.
Why Adam Sandler?
Because he put him in, like, The Longest Yard, and he's been, like, a...
What was he in Longest... No, not Longest Yard. Waterboy.
He was in Waterboy.
Waterboy, Scream, yeah. And
I think he's done a couple other Adam Sandler,
from
like,
all
stuff,
intents
too.
And purposes, even, like, Joe Rogan has commented, maybe one of the nicest guys in the world, Henry Winkler.
He's a fun Twitter follower. He's fantastic. Yeah. He's so humble.
Yeah.
He's humble.
Like, the world's on fire.
I'm not
and
humble, though.
I've said it on this before, but the world's on fire, and he's just trout fishing. Like, he's a trout I caught.
Yeah.
Neat.
Yeah, so
he looks like everyone's grandpa.
So let's do that real quick. Let's break that down real quick without Benders.
No spoilers, please.
But what's our review of this season of Barry? 5 out of Universal.
I would give it 4 out of 5.
What'd you give season one?
5 out of 5.
Okay. That's pretty solid for a second season.
I'm going to sort of flip-flop.
I'm being a little distracted by my child
here. I'm going to sort of flip-flop. I'm going to say a 4 out of 5 for season one and a 4.5 for season two.
I like season one more because I thought it was still funny. I didn't find this last season very funny.
Oh, my God.
But NoHo Hank is one of my favorite characters of TV right now.
Oh, yeah.
Is that the Ukrainian dude?
Yeah.
The bald guy? He's great. With no eyebrows?
No, that's him in real life. You know, he has alopecia.
Oh, okay.
That's him in real life.
Here's my three reasons before we get Missy's review. Here's my three reasons I like season two better. NoHo Hank. More screen time. The final episode was better than the final episode of season one.
I find that hard to believe, but okay.
And Tom is off on the not funny. There's one episode, and this is not a spoiler. There's an episode. The entire episode is a fight with one guy. And I loved it. Yeah. I laughed through the whole thing.
I immediately just thought about the Family Guy where he fights the chicken for like 5 minutes.
It's a live version of that. It really is.
It's fucking awesome. So what's your review on?
I would agree with Jeremy. Season one, 4. Season two, 4.5. I thought that the first season was good, but for me, a little boring. And I think that season two brought a little bit more to it for me.
Can we all agree, though, that Bill Hader's 5 out of 5 on his acting?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God, he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And have you ever watched, like, him on an interview? Like, when he sat down with Seth Meyers, and I really like Seth Meyers, and they're old, you know, SNL buddies together. And, like, when they just chit-chat together, it is the most fun and charming thing to, like, watch them two just bullshit.
Yeah, best friends.
And catch up.
Yeah.
It is... solid TV.
Oh,
it's
I love
great.
Bill Hader's impression of his Saturday Night Live castmates.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And when they, like, them two, like, well, when he left SNL and he did, I can't think of the character's name, the one who would always do the club stuff on the news.
That's Bill Hader.
Yeah, I know, but I forget what the character.
Oh, Stefan.
Stefan,
I thought those were so stupid when I first watched them, and now
you
I think they're
back.
So funny.
And like when he when you hear the story, like when he does interviews and stuff, when he's covering his hands because it's on the fly.
Yeah.
Like he's just reading whatever the cue card guy writes for fun, and are the writers right?
The new popular club is
Kevin.
That's why he covers his hands because he's dying too.
Yeah,
and it's fucking. I cover his mouth with his hands.
Well, so John Mulaney is the one who. Would write him the jokes.
Yeah.
And back in the day, Robert Smigel used to do that to Norm Macdonald. Would sit under the desk and write jokes like in the middle of the show.
Hey, by the way, speaking of,
I would love to be a wall on the fly one day for that.
A wall on the fly.
A fly on the wall. Well, we've been drinking, sir.
Real quick too. This is a flashback to something Missy and I brought up, and I just read an article. Ooh, I got in. Let's go ahead and do the Throw It to Missy segment right now. Let's start with Throw It to Missy. Missy, do you have anything to...
No.
Okay. Bender?
Shocking. No, I talked about it.
What about
everything.
You?
Well, you know what? I'm going to go back to something we kind of touched on in the beginning of the episode, and this happened to me a couple times in the last month. The whole experience of waking up in the morning and knowing you're going to remember that day for the rest of your life. You know, on days of having a child or being married, but I've been able to experience this twice the blues, and it's just been a magical run. It sucks I haven't been on the show since they've been making this run, and it may go bad, but I feel like in the way the Blues are kind of playing off house money just by making the Stanley Cup Finals. But that Pat Maroon goal, I bawled like a bitch. I mean, I just started crying. Kelly was making fun of me in the stands. I'm hugging random strangers. I mean, what a cool story. You know, the Pat Maroon, the local kid who was basically almost kicked off the team earlier this year because he was sucking so bad. And then the whole story with his kids in the stands not paying attention to the game like a typical kid. Here's the goal horn, looks up, and his friend goes, "It was your dad," and the kid just starts bawling.
And it's not only that story,
but like you have Charles Glenn, the anthemist, who's told the team in January that it was his last season because he has MS. It's Bobby Plager, the oldest Blue who's been a part of the team for 52 years, in tears after they get to the finals, going, "Maybe I'll get that parade." It's Brett Hall just being hammered on the radio, and Kelly asking me, "Is Brett Hall had a stroke?" I go, "No, he's just fucking drunk."
And kind of fat.
It's a girl of cancer.
The little girl of cancer. It's an adorable little girl.
First of all, I don't think it's cancer. Y'all.
It's not.
It's an autoemmune thing.
Yeah.
That's what I was going to ask.
Either way, she's adorable.
Well, she had cancer.
She beat it because she's ringing the cancer bell.
It's a bell at that hospital.
Is it? I thought it was a cancer bell.
She was there yesterday, and you were there yesterday?
I was there, yep.
So, did it bring you, like, did you have any feels when she was like, "Let's go, please"?
No, because, I mean,
He was all feeled out.
You know what actually got
that
me
was
yesterday? I knew I was going to cry yesterday, and I was going to try to hold it together. What really got me yesterday was when they did the pregame video, and Chris Pronger did it. And Chris Pronger does him. I mean, he's at the games, but he's never part of it for weird reasons. But when he was talking about like how important the city was to him, for whatever reason, that got me.
Gets me every time she's on anything.
Yeah, she's adorable.
She's adorable. It probably doesn't get me because
she doesn't have anything to really do with the Blues.
No, because the Blues have done this, for lack of a better word, gimmick before, like they bring in
never to the Stanley Cup though.
It's very admirable what the Blues do. They Colton Parayko has a real friendship with this girl
and Steen too.
But 3 years ago there was a girl who had cancer that Tarasenko had a really close relationship with, and she unfortunately passed away.
I think that's really neat though.
It is really neat. And obviously my heart goes out to the girl and her family, and I wish them nothing but the best. But I am sure there is a kid who has terminal illness sports team.
Can I be an asshole real quick?
Absolutely. I kind of feel like I was being one right there. But
No.
Feel free to be a bigger one.
Take the reins there.
Nothing to do with that particular girl. But I always – there was a child at my daughter's school that – got to do all sorts of stuff because she did have cancer and she passed away last year. And I'm like, my kids are special too. Your kids are special. You're going too far. Like, why can't my kids have special stuff too?
My mom got to do something that other people didn't do because she had the adult version of Make-A-Wish, so I'm not going to hate on it.
Your kids get to live a full life.
Maybe.
Probably.
We don't know.
Yeah, but you're going to assume they can?
I tell you what, let's just stop talking. I mean,
let's just assume that Missy was super wrong there.
I'm not poo-pooing on Tom's thing, but I mean, the Blues are going to get plenty of coverage on a lot of podcasts. I didn't want to devote a shit ton of time to them. I know why you did, but
sure.
You got anything else?
Let's see. Well, we have about a month, Stranger Things Season 3 coming out.
I like for that.
Have you all seen the Lego set?
Yeah, it's awesome.
Wow,
really? Yeah,
I'm excited because,
Was that real? It's a real thing.
Friend of the show, Shane Presley, was on not too long ago. He said he's excited. What he's maybe most excited about, and I can agree with him, that they're flipping it a little bit. It's summer now.
I like that.
I dig it. The second trailer was funny. He brought it up on there with the bad boy at the pool. But what I brought up to the table today, for the Throat to Missy part of it, a couple things I wanted to say, but one just came across my Twitter. Odor, the Texas Rangers second baseman, is sporting the first ever baseball shorts today.
What?
It's something to be seen.
Is it?
Show the guys. No, it won't flip. Just show them.
You got the screen lock thing? What's wrong
with
you?
No, I don't know what's going on with it. It's not important. I just want them to show it fast so we can get through this. This is
Since I'm already on asshole mode.
You know, I got
to
be honest.
That's gay.
Yeah. show Tommy here.
I don't hate it.
It's dumb. That's dumb as shit. That's dumb. He's got he's got red tights on to match their jerseys that go all the way up to.
See, I think he needs to lose the tights, and then like we could just admit that softball and baseball are about as interesting as both.
You know, I will say this. I had a conversation with a dad today at my kid's had a little birthday party, and baseball needs to do more stuff like that. It needs to get its thumb up out of its ass and just be more fun.
Yeah,
like,
plus
that's
also,
fun. It's, yeah, I'm not going to be a whole curmudgeon here and say, yeah, I'm getting it.
Do you
that's
mean
fun.
More like what AAA does? Like
minor league baseball?
Like, yeah. Like, yeah. The Rascals do a lot of fun stuff, and they're always.
Well, minor leagues do that.
Yeah. You know what they should
do? I don't
want
to talk about the Rascals.
If you strike out, if you get like a strikeout, or like if you're on a hit streak or whatever, you strike out, you should have like your head should be shaved, like
you should wear a skirt
on the seventh inning.
That's what we do. It's
all you get is a skirt.
Shave your head in the seventh inning. I think that's probably going against what's going on in America.
I get it. Or a rainbow T-shirt.
Or
like,
you know, buy a 30-pack.
Yeah. So, but anyway, that was just something that just popped up. I have watched in the past week a couple of older movies that I had forgotten about. One was 21 and Over. Which is a Skyler Astin, is that his name, from Pitch Perfect?
Pitch Perfect, yes.
And,
which, by the way, is getting a divorce from his wife.
Yeah, and Miles Teller?
Yeah.
So it was those
not
two.
Not as cool as Penn.
Those two in a movie about their buddy turning 21 in college.
I don't think I ever watched this.
It's on Netflix. It's a pretty damn underrated college party movie.
Party Academy?
Yeah,
I like
it's
those.
A good movie. Yeah, it's worth watching.
What is the best party college movie of all time?
PCU.
PCU is pretty solid. Old school.
Animal House.
Old school. See, I think Animal House. I think of Animal House like I think of Blade Runner. It was great at the time, but people have done better
stuff. Still awesome. Still awesome.
Comedies have a shelf life of 25 years.
Oh, I don't believe that at all. Stripes. I watch Stripes every time it's on TV.
I disagree. I don't think Stripes is that great either. I think.
What do you think of Caddyshack?
Amazing.
It is amazing. But
it is amazing. I agree. It's amazing. But in a golf context, what other great movie besides Caddyshack and
Billy,
and Happy Gilmore is there?
This is a whole new podcast.
Okay, whoa.
Tommy Boy? Whoa.
Tin Cup.
Tin Cup is not that fucking great.
I love Tin Cup.
Get the fuck out of here.
Are we talking about...
It's a romantic comedy. That's not a comedy. It's a different thing.
That's fair.
All right. This is a whole nother podcast right here, what we're just brought up. Yeah.
Well, then you hold on
to
this.
Top 10 rom-coms.
Golf movies, maybe, or comedies. So that was good. You need to watch that 21 and Over.
Okay.
Also, I can't think of the name of it, but there's a Topher Grace 2011, one of the first movies he left that 70s show, which we just been rewatching it, crossed
is it
over.
Is it the one with
Last Night or The Long Night or something like that?
It was not About Last Night. I think
no,
it's only
yeah,
been
that's
made
not it.
Is that in Good Company?
No. But it's him and it's the dude from Fanboys, the guy that has the van and Fanboys.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? The fat dude.
The fat guy with the curly hair?
Yes. And it's the 80s, and Topher Grace plays a MIT graduate that's stuck.
I know what you're talking about. God damn it. I wish you knew the name of the movie.
She's looking it up. It's on Netflix right now.
Is it on Netflix? I've always wanted to watch it. I never did.
I've rewatched it. It's the second time I've seen it. It's a good movie. Very good movie.
I've heard it had really good reviews.
Yeah, very good movie. So those are
Topher Grace is an underrated actor.
No, he's very good. Yeah, We like I said, we just watched his final episode twice on.
What was this about?
I just watched something with him in it.
2011, 2012. It's an 80s and it's an 80s themed movie. It's one of the few movies he made. He didn't make a lot of movies.
Does it Take Me Home Tonight?
That's it.
Oh, any money?
Take Me Home Tonight.
Oh, I did see that. It's a good movie.
Very good movie. Yeah,
it's a romantic comedy.
So, do you? Okay,
and a bit of a party comedy.
Yeah.
He left that 70s show for movie stardom. So is he underrated or is he? Because he really hasn't been in a lot of shit.
He's underrated because he hasn't been in a lot of shit, but he's a very good actor.
He's a very good, and it was. I don't think it was just movie stardom. It was artistic, different. And
yeah, Missy was talking. There were some behind the scenes issues on that. She was asking about that.
He didn't fit in with the crowd
at that point. He started. I mean, he just
no. It wasn't until recently in real life that they've all come together. Like,
yeah,
but my question.
And Danny Masterson is in prison.
What's
now
your
for
question?
Rape.
What's your? He's not in prison.
Prison.
What's your question?
He's
when
a career
did
prison.
His character on that 70s show become a big dope? Like
they started that way.
No,
he was always like the nerdy, geeky
guy. Always did.
I feel like it progressed into he was dopier and nerdier at the end.
I disagree. He was. I've watched that whole show up until he left. That. And he was always super nerdy, and he just happened to be like the nerdy kid on the block who had cool friends.
Like, no, they even talked cool. about that on the show.
Who
yeah,
was cool.
They were there. They even said it on
our
the show.
Or misfits of friends.
Yeah, their group of friends were friends because they had no
yeah,
other friends.
Yeah, they were misfits. Like Mila Kunis and Ashton Kutcher were the only ones that were quote unquote cool, I guess.
Yeah, she was rich, but no yeah. one liked her but them. But she thought everybody liked her.
No, they liked her because she was dating yeah. Kelso. And they didn't. They,
no, no, I mean, she
they
always
put out
said
with her because of
the
Kelso.
Whole school yeah. didn't like her, and she just assumed they were jealous.
Yeah.
Yeah, but a good show.
Black
I mean,
Klansman. That's what he was in that I just watched.
Oh, I need to watch that.
He played David Duke, and he did a great job.
Oh, see, he's a good actor, man.
He's a great actor. Black Klansman was solid.
That, he was
good.
In that awful, and he was in all the oceans, the good oceans.
Yeah.
But he was, when he was trashing the hotel room, and Brad Pitt goes, "You're totally Frankie Muniz is in this hotel room." Yeah. And he goes, "Man, you saw," he goes, "I'm in a spiral, man. You saw that. I've totally mailed in that Dennis Quaid film." And
in
that,
good company.
That with him and with Dennis Quaid
him
Scarlett
and Scarlett Johansson.
That was okay. It's not a great movie. He's great in it.
Yeah.
He's great in it. So, yeah. yeah. Anyway, I don't think we have anything else. We kind of got really sidetracked with some talk there. But
so is the name of this episode Topher Grace is a good actor?
No, it's overrated. Probably,
it's probably
overrated.
Underrated.
The name of the episode is Call Off the Search. We found Hummel.
Yeah. I mean, plus, he did the best cuts of the old Star Wars movies, apparently.
Say bye-bye.
That nobody's ever seen.
Say bye, Teddy Bear.
Say bye-bye.
Nope, but I tell you what. On a big 2-1 down.
Yeah.
Yeah. On a big 2-1 down, Tommy, give us a goodbye.
Hey, you know what? I got faith they're going to come back on game 4.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Teddy, beep, beep, beep. Let's go, Blues.
There's a lot of pressure, guys.
I heard it. He did it. He was like,
beep, beep, beep. Beep, beep, beep. All right, everybody. Hold on to your butts.
Bye.
All right, we're playing the music. Oh, yes, it's over.